Another area, a big area, the area of relationships. There were times when it was difficult for me to allow friends to have their thoughts and beliefs and their activities, and family members.
When you're using the word allow in this sense, what do you mean?
I felt like they should think the way and act the way I wanted them to think and act. And when they didn't do that, I was very uncomfortable.
And so as you were observing what they were doing or what they were speaking, you felt negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Your signal that you are not in the state of allowing.
And I at that time thought of myself as a very selfless, in other words, I was not a selfish person, and so I expected them to be less selfish and more giving. And the fact that they weren't was very disturbing to me.
Indeed.
I found a book, another book, David Seabury's book, The Art of Selfishness, that made me look at selfishness from another perspective. Then I was able to release a lot there.
It is important that you allow yourself to pay attention to what you are wanting. And there are those that call that selfishness, and they do so in a judging or disapproving way. And we say to you that unless you have a healthy view of self, unless you are allowing yourself to want and expecting to receive that which you are wanting, you will never be deliberate in your creating, and you will never have satisfying experience. And so selfishness is important. Usually you do not think of allowing yourself, and yet allowing yourself is very important. And what we mean by that is looking at yourself, looking at what you are thinking, looking at what you are speaking, looking at what you are doing, and feeling positive emotion while you are noticing that. Looking into you, intending to see what you are wanting to see, and in seeing it, feeling satisfaction or positive emotion.
Mm-hmm.
When you are approving or liking or allowing yourself to be as you are, then you will be more likely to be able to allow others to be also. In this not allowing of self is usually where the not allowing of others comes forth. Usually the one who is most disapproving of a quality in himself notices that very quality in the others and disapproves of it there as well. And so an accepting and an approving and an appreciating and an allowing of self is the first step in appreciating or approving or of allowing of others, you see. And it does not mean that you must wait until you are, by your standards, perfect, or that they are, by their standards, perfect, for there will never be that perfect ending place,
right,
for you are all ever-changing, ever-growing beings. It means looking, intending to see in you what you are wanting to see, or intending to see in others what you are wanting to see. If there is another who sees something in you that they do not approve of, so often you see them see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see their disapproval reflected back through their eyes,
mm-hmm,
and you feel that you have gone wrong in some way. And we say unto you, it is not your lack, it is theirs. It is their inability to be allower that brings forth their negative emotion, not your imperfection. And in like way, when you feel negative emotion because you have seen something in another that you are not wanting to see, it is not their lack, it is your own. And you are reaping the negative reward of that, or the negative emotion of that. And so when you decide that you are wanting to see only that which pleases you, then you will begin to see only that which pleases you, and all of your experiences will bring forth positive emotion, because by law of attraction, you will attract unto you only that which is in harmony with what you are wanting. The reason that few have achieved it is because few are appreciating self. Few are intending to see only that which they are wanting to see. Few are being decisive about anything. And so they are having some of many experiences, some of them good, some of them bad, but they are not in state of allowing because at times they have negative emotion.